We were talking yesterday about the husband taking full responsibility for the marriage of keeping his wife happy. Full responsibility. Some wives are more difficult to keep happy than others. More challenging than others. More complex than others. Well, that's the karma for this life. To work it. And her happiness will exude a shakti, a power, that'll make him respected in the world, confident, able to move the forces of the material plane, able to make changes. But when she's unhappy, she withdraws that shakti, that power, and he feels all alone out there and start looking for somebody else. Then he makes a karma in this life which he didn't have to make. And together they bring children into the world. And it's their job to make them happy, to raise them up, not push them down. Many families push their children down verbally, physically. But everybody say, I'm raising the child, not lowering the child. If you're raising the child, you have to keep the child happy. Give the child the tools that it needs to be successful in life. So therefore, you don't give the tools all at once. You give them one at a time. Love says, I'm sorry. Love says, thank you. Love is also generosity. Because whoever you love, you're generous to. You have generosity. You give. And you give, and you give, and you give. And according to the great law of karma, you can't give anything away but what it comes back to you. And if you give love, it comes back to you double. Then you don't know what to do with that, so you give that, and that comes back double. You don't know what to do with that, so you give that, and it comes back double. And the whole family begins to flourish. Community begins to flourish. Now, out of all the philosophies, and out of all of the psychological maneuverings and the psychiatrics analysis, the hope of the world is love. The hope of the world improvement is love.